How's it going, everyone?
Hey, y'all.
This is Walna Ajinor.
And Katasi Kajubi.
We want to say thank you for everyone who's tuning in with us today. To all of our listeners that's been with us when we started the podcast, we want to say welcome and thank you. And for all of our new listeners, we want to welcome you as well.
Yeah, this is our podcast. About 2 years ago, we decided to embark on an entrepreneurial journey. We quit our day jobs and... Now we are full-time real estate investors. We invest, we buy and sell houses in the short term, meaning usually under 6 months. We can turn around a property in a week to 6 months, really. But this is just a podcast, just documenting that journey in our personal and professional lives.
And we want to share our ups and downs with you.
Yes, we do.
Hopefully we can share some knowledge, share some insight through our pitfalls and our successes.
Yep, and also interact with you guys and learn from you guys about different things we're learning, we're experiencing, and we're excited to share this with you.
So let's get right into it.
Yep, so this podcast is going to be about all the failures that we have had this year without getting to freedom. So more failures and still no freedom.
More failures, still no freedom.
No freedom. And the reason why we even called this podcast Failing to Freedom was to start a conversation around failing. In our society, failing is such a taboo thing. You know, you are taught not to fail. You're taught that failing is bad. But we actually have learned over this, especially through this course, it's opened our eyes that if you're failing, most importantly, you are trying, and failures are opportunities to learn, exactly. For lessons, to just elevate you more. So, you know, you're always going to fail at something, you know, you're always going to fall short, you can fall short, so you're not always going to fall short, but it's possible to fall short, and the most important thing to do is to learn. So take the stigma away from failing. When we say we're failing to freedom, and when we say we've had failures this year, we are not saying that in a bad way, or that we feel like we are bad or feel like we are failures. We are just recognizing our shortcomings and obstacles this year, and we're going to share some lessons that we've learned from them.
Exactly. Exactly. And so do you want to start first?
Yeah. I'll just go through our business failures.
Sounds good.
So our biggest failure this year, or a major failure this year, is that this year we lost $72,000. That's 72 and three zeros. That's $72,000. That's how much money we lost this year. That's major in the sense that, you know, at least from my understanding, losing money, any kind of money, I don't want to be losing money. But we'll do a whole nother podcast on, you know, how and why the process of losing that money was, but we definitely lost $72,000 this year. We just did the math.
At least you can laugh about it. I'm just over here cringing.
Yeah, well, we're laughing now, but yes. We had a property that we wasted a whole lot of time on, which does translate to wasting money, because by the time you run around, you pick up materials, and you do all, have contractors go through it, you know, it's a lot of time that we wasted, and it didn't end up closing, we didn't end up buying it. And that was disappointing. So we wasted time. We wasted a bunch of time.
And not only time, add money to there too, because we're investing in Fayetteville, and we're at least driving an hour to an hour and a half.
One way. Yeah.
So, definitely money as well.
Yep. Absolutely. We have been double crossed, which I don't know why it makes me want to laugh, but we've been double crossed.
Because it sounds like a 007 video game.
It does. It sounds like a movie. But we have been double crossed by partners who are supposed to be working with us. And we've been taken advantage of by people who we've worked with. And honestly, I would say we've been stolen from. But, you know, you open up, you try to work with people. It's not even about opening up, but it's about, you know, taking a chance. And sometimes, you know, this is the things that you learn. You learn about how to move in business to, you know, protect yourself the most. So we've been double-crossed, and we've been taken advantage of by other people that we've been working with. We didn't beat our income number that we had last year. So our sales and our income brought in by the business have actually dropped this year. So that's another pitfall.
Definitely.
And we are not debt-free yet.
Nope.
We are not debt free yet. So we're trying to document our journey to financial freedom. And one of our biggest goals for this year was to be financially free by the end of this month. We are not going to be financially free by the end of this month. But we've made progress, but we are not financially
free. Yeah, we've made progress, but we definitely projected that we'd be further along.
Yeah, definitely. So those are the failures. Let's breathe in and breathe them out. Mm-hmm. You know, we've sat with them. We acknowledge them. Now I want to talk about some of the lessons that we've learned from these failures or from the year as a whole. There's a quote by Zora Neale Hurston, mm-hmm. a famous black author. The quote goes, "Some years ask questions and some years answer them." And for me, this year has been a year of answers. For me as a person, as a business partner, and as a businesswoman. So, Walner, do you want to go ahead and talk about what you've learned from this year?
Definitely. Man, what I've learned. Ugh. I've learned so many gems through failing that failing doesn't even mean a bad thing to me anymore. I've learned more through failing than I've learned through, you know, just making it. So one thing I've learned as a businessman, as a young entrepreneur, as a millennial, is that you really have to build your confidence. Confidence is so key. It is. Without it, you're really in the ocean. You're letting the waves ride you, mm-hmm. instead of you riding the waves. Mm-hmm. Like you said, we mentioned some things that we've been taking advantage of this year and a couple of properties that we were working on. And a lot of it, you know, I felt like because I lacked confidence, I didn't speak up. Mm-hmm. Where I should have been firm, whether it was signing of contract, whether it was agreements that we had in place, mm-hmm. Or just lack of knowledge, not knowing. So I just kept my mouth shut.
Yeah, which would definitely impact your confidence, because if you don't know, you can't exactly stand firm. So if something comes up to you and it doesn't feel right, but you also don't know for sure, mm-hmm. you can't be confident in refusing or standing
exactly,
up for
it. Exactly, because you doubt yourself.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
And when you doubt yourself, you feel like you're prone to feel like you're wrong and what someone else is saying is they have more validity than you do. Mm-hmm. So definitely confidence.
As a businessman?
As a businessman. And how I remedied that was I read more. Mm-hmm. I read more. And when you hear things like losing $72,000, that is something that'll put a fire up your ass to really get to know your things.
Yeah.
And to do it right.
Yeah.
Because that's no joke.
Yeah.
That is no joke. Losing figures like that, you can go bankrupt with the snap of a finger.
Yeah.
So I definitely read more. I learned more from people who've actually been through this and have had success.
Mm-hmm. Who qualified to give you that example.
Exactly. Another thing is my health.
Mm-hmm. Is this personal now?
Well, personal because it translates to what I do overall.
Yeah.
And in business as well. So definitely my health. Health meaning the basic foundation of health, the basic foundation of happiness is health.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And whatever you do, you seem to be more productive when you're happy.
Mm-hmm.
So that means, you know, eating right, having less trips to the hospital. That means having a good mental energy to focus on the things that you need to focus on.
Mm-hmm.
And also, when you're happier, you know, you make better business decisions as far as choosing your partners.
Mm-hmm.
Having regular meetings and discussions on things that
you
attract better people. There you go.
And I'm going to add to stamina with
oh,
the
my
health.
Goodness.
Because for all the driving and running around we do, we need stamina. We need health.
Definitely. And so. There's definitely been a couple of days where we've been mentally drained.
Yeah.
We just shied away and watched The Office or whatever. But anyway, you know, definitely working on my overall health mentally, physically, you know, trying to get my cardio right, keep my weight where I needed to be in a healthy levels, eating better foods. Mm-hmm. And I know I've made a conscious decision to do those things, but, you know, things like Häagen-Dazs ice cream still haunts me. Mm-hmm. You know, that new frozen pizza that I've had 3 days in a row.
Mm-hmm. Chinese food. Don't you even forget the Chinese
food. Okay, I wasn't going to mention that.
You had Chinese food twice in one day.
Yeah. Shout out to Jadney. That's one of my guys, and every time I think of Chinese food, it comes to mind. But
gross.
But yeah, so my total health, you know, I definitely want to bring more happiness into this environment as well. Mm-hmm. Cleaning regularly, you know, less clutter. Mm-hmm. So as far as my health and confidence, I feel like definitely I've had challenges with that, which definitely hurt me personally in the business, but I'm definitely finding remedies for those so that next year, 2017, can be a slam dunk.
Yeah. Amen.
How about yourself? Let me hear some of your failings and how you overcame them.
Well, as a businesswoman, one thing I do is I be too hopeful up front. Meaning, like, it's like you can't just trust that people or that things are going to work the way they're supposed to work just because they look good up front.
Right.
You know, like, how many contracts have we been through who knew their stuff, who look like they've had it together, and we're fired three contractors on one property.
Yeah.
That's being just like, they're, you know, they have been in business for a while. This is going to go smooth.
They have good reviews online.
Listen, being too hopeful up front, it's like, yeah, we sought out competent people. But even with competent people, things happen. Like, we had a contractor who's been working 20 years, comes highly recommended, who, for some personal reasons, he had a fallout this year, and he just hasn't been picking up the phone. He has our materials. He took our money, and he owed us some money that he just spent it all, and now we're never going to get it back. Like, this somebody, you know, things happen. So I've learned to always plan for the worst case scenario.
That's smart.
And to never underestimate the process, because even if something looks good, like, even if all the facts and the figures say that this property should sell within 30 days, it should be a quick turnaround, and, like, things will go wrong, and things have went wrong.
Right.
Just because someone has a good reputation does not mean that they're trustworthy, or does not mean that they can't do, or that does not mean that this will be the one time.
Right.
That this will be the exception where they do something messed up, and then you end up getting caught up.
Right.
You know, we have people who had the best reputations and they've done some crazy, crazy stuff. It's like, people aren't going to be perfect. And, you know, even if someone's 100%, 99.9% of that time, they could be that 0.1% that maybe you shouldn't go around not trusting people, but you should plan for the worst case.
Right.
And that's what I've learned. Because we've had some, because one thing that we do very well is we definitely try to seek out the best people. And even the best people have bad days, and you can get caught. You can get, you know, your path can cross somebody when they're having a bad day, a bad year, a bad month, and then you get all unraveled in their stuff. So I've learned to not be, you know, to be hopeful, but to not, like, rest all my, like, comfort and hopeful. Always be, you know, on alert.
And have that balance. Attention.
Yeah. Have that balance. Exactly. Plan for the worst and never underestimate the process, because things can look like that. It's going to be smooth sailing. But then, like you said yesterday, what you say? You said 9 times out of 10, something goes wrong. Yeah, we've never had, ever, even, like, the processes that haven't been, like, detrimentally, like, bad, we've never had something go smooth all the way from beginning to end.
And that's to be expected, because there's so much in between things that goes along with purchasing a property to putting on the market that you have to plan. That 9 out of 10 times things won't go as smoothly, because it is a long process.
We had never had anything that was detrimental, like we lost mad money. Like, that happened this year, But even looking back, because remember we were trying to think like, okay, how about this property? Oh, this doesn't seem that bad. But even if it didn't seem that bad when we went through it, I was like, oh no, but remember that happened, we had to change. And even you know, even though, you know, things didn't get pushed back, even if we didn't lost money, we've never had a time where things go smoothly. But we've had a couple of detrimental scenarios this year, which has taught me to, from the beginning, just plan for the worst. So right. As a businesswoman, as a business partner, I'm learning to be more patient. Trying to get my patience back. I used to be much more patient when I was younger, but I'm trying to get my patience back and to let things take their time and to listen more and to just be patient with the process. You know, everyone's learning, and to just not be in such a rush, you know, or to be so frustrated, you know, so quickly, and to project frustration outward. So just to be patient. As long as everyone's trying their best, that's all we can ask for.
Right. As long as we're trying our best and keeping that open line of communication to mitigate any problems as much as possible.
Exactly. And personally, I have learned, when I say this year has been years of answers, like, I have learned a lot of what I don't want this year. When it comes to business, when it comes to spirituality, when it comes to family, when it comes to health, I've learned a lot of what I don't want. We put a lot of emphasis on learning what we want or learning good things, but it's just as important to learn what you don't want and to learn what you don't like.
Give me a little something. Gosh. Give me one or two things. What don't you want?
Okay, now I feel like I can't.
Come on, girl.
I mean, in what area?
I mean, I'll throw one out. Family.
Okay.
What don't you want?
Yo, in my family, I don't want to be... God, see, now I'm trying not to say something, make it sound sketchy. When it comes to family, I don't want to be like everyone else. I want to be able to have my individuality stand out amongst other people, but to still be a part of the unit.
I understand.
You understand? So I want to be able to be strong in my individuality as a unit. And I'm working on that. I'm working on building that
confidence
and esteem.
Gotcha.
It used to matter to me so much to be like everyone in my family. And now I just learned that I don't like that. It doesn't make me comfortable. And I'm learning to be fine with that.
Right. Right.
So I don't want to be, you know.
I understand. And I agree.
I don't want to fit in so much.
But that's tough.
Yeah.
That's tough because that's your people.
Yeah, I know. It's not a bad thing. Like, it's not because I think they're bad. It's just that it's not because I... No, I think they're actually great. That's why I just found out I was so unhappy trying to be like them.
Right.
Or like everyone else. You know, I just want to be individual. Right. I want to be individual and a part of the group at the same time.
I understand.
And that's important. So, yeah, that's one thing that I've learned. And now I'm starting to unlearn different habits and different ways of thinking. Yeah, I'm just trying to grow. I'm just trying to unlearn things so I can learn new things.
Right.
Or so I can relearn good things that I like.
But I know you've been also reading some good books.
Yeah, I've been reading phenomenal. My book list is insane.
Yeah, I hear you. I have a couple gems as well.
Yeah, I know. I've got some books from you.
And so I know you're learning.
Yeah, you're learning. I'm excited to read my books. Like all the books that, if I hear about a new book, I'm like, listen, add it to the list. But yeah, so essentially, this was our podcast for today. Thank you so much again for tuning back in. I know we've been MIA, but we are back and we're here to stay. Where you can find us on social media, you can find us at Failing to Freedom, on Facebook and on Instagram. On Twitter, it's Failing the Number 2 Freedom because it was too long.
Mm-hmm. So Failing 2, which is the number, Failing 2 Freedom.
On Twitter, and Failing T.O. Freedom on Instagram and Facebook. You can also email us questions at failing2tofreedom@gmail.com. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, send us, you know, shoot us a message on Facebook or send us an email, and we'll be happy to continue the discussion.
Right. And please like Katasi just said, let's keep an open dialogue. Tell us about yourself and anything that you're going through, because we can definitely learn from you as well.
Yeah, and we want to.
The intention of this podcast is to, again, to share our journey and to hear back from you guys. That way we can help other millennials, other entrepreneurs, and other people just trying to go through their personal journeys to become the best them. Mm-hmm. You know, we can bounce off ideas from each other and share those things.
Thanks. Yeah, that's a great point. So until next time, y'all.
We're out.